And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting on commercial radio stations from coast to coast, on SiriusXM all across the United States, all across North America, actually, on Pacifica stations across America, Europe, and Africa, on American Forces Radio, on every U.S. military base in the world, and simulcast as television on both Dish Network and DirecTV and cable systems nationwide. More people watching or listening to the Tom Hartman program on more stations and outlets than any other progressive talk show in the world. So glad to have you with us. 866-987-THOM, our telephone number. And a lot going on, to filibuster or not to filibuster. We're going to find out tomorrow whether Republicans are more interested in 400,000 jobs or putting President Obama out of work. Muammar Gaddafi's dead. Occupy Wall Street's finally getting some interest. We'll get into all these things as we continue on through the show. But first, one of my favorite people, absolute genius, both as a programmer, as a guy who does media, radio, television, and as an attorney and political analyst, Mike Papantonio, on the line with us, attorney and senior partner of Levin Papantonio, Thomas Mitchell, Rafferty, and Proctor, PA, and host of Ring of Fire Radio with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Sam Cedar. Ring of Fire Radio.com is the website. Mike, or Pap, welcome. Welcome back to the program.
Tom, how are you?
Just great. Great to have you. Great to have you with us. I was astounded to read this story that you guys are going after right now about this 24-year-old woman who saw an ad and said, "That's something I need," and now is blind.
Yeah. Tell well, Yaz, unfortunately, is a big cash cow for the company Bayer. Bayer figured out that even though there are tons and tons of contraceptives on the market, they wanted to get part of that deal. They wanted to carve out their own cash cow, and so they came up with something called Yaz. And here's what they told everybody, Tom. They said our contraceptive is special. We call it the magic pill. We call it that special kind of magic pill. And what it's supposed to do for you is, if you have premenstrual syndrome problems, then this is gonna solve those problems. Or if you have acne of any kind, this is gonna solve your acne problem. The problem is, they found out that when they tested their product, Yaz, with a sugar pill, just an everyday common sugar pill called a placebo, that there was no difference between that sugar pill and Yaz. Now, that didn't stop them from doing it anyway. They went out and marketed this, even though, Tom, they knew that there was a 6.3 increase risk of a person dying of an embolism, of a young woman dying of an embolism. If you consider this, it's 6.3 increase fold for an embolism is huge.
Yeah, now, hang on a second. By 6.3, you're talking about 6.3 times. That's a 630% increased probability of dying of a blood
clot. That's right. 6.3 fold increase is what they found. Now, this is a Dutch study. Right. They knew about the studies. As a matter of fact, there were three other studies that showed similar kinds of problems, similar kinds of increased risk. Didn't stop the FDA from saying you can sell it anywhere. As a matter of fact, today, if you can imagine, after hundreds of people have died, after hundreds of people have been crippled by all types of strokes, heart attacks, embolisms, you name it, this drug has the ability to do that. Even though that's happening, the pharmaceutical industry is so strong in this country that they're still meeting about whether or not they need to do anything about it.
You mean this product is still on the market?
It's still on the market. As a matter of fact, Tom, right now it's the number one best-selling contraceptive in America as we speak.
That's
incredible. And they have all the information. Every day there's new information coming out about how bad this product is.
So the story of Carissa Ubersox. Here, this woman actually, I mean, you would think, being a pediatric nurse, that she would understand the consequence. I mean, you know, that's about as informed a consumer as you can get, and yet
exactly.
She was suckered in by an ad she saw that said that this would cure acne and deal with her PMS problems, because she wanted to get married and she wanted to have the perfect wedding and have all this stuff under control, right? Do I have that story right?
You got it right on the head. The conduct of this company is so bad that this company was operating under what they call a corporate integrity agreement. That is, where the government says, we can't trust you anymore, Bayer. We've looked at what you've done. You've had to plead to felonies where you've paid incredible fines, $33 million, $250 million in fines. And since our justice system in this country can't go to the corporation and arrest somebody and throw them in jail, all we do is fine them when they cause harm. And so what a company like just like Bayer does, just like Bayer, we see it time and time again, is they do a computation. They say, look, all we have to do is get the drug on the market. Once we can get FDA approval, we know it's going to be 5 or 6 years, no matter what they do to us, fighting us off every day, no matter what they do, we're going to get 5 or 6 years worth of sales out of this product. Now, this is a company that's selling a product to the rate of about $1.8 billion a year. So Wow. It's a pretty good risk for them. They really don't really care how many people they cripple or kill, because when they do the numbers at the end of the day, they've made a lot of money.
This is like the old Chevy side saddle or the Pinto or,
exactly.
or for that matter, Vioxx. I mean, it's
exactly.
So, and in the midst of this, Mike Papantonio, we've got Republicans in their debate night before last. The main, their idea of creating jobs is to cut back on regulations.
Right.
Tell me how insane this is.
This is a great example of it. The one way the industry has already succeeded in cutting back on regulations, Tom, what they've done is they've made it to where if you go to work for the FDA, chances are at some point you're going to go to work for Bayer. So it's a good old boy system. The people who allowed this to happen, and as we speak, are still allowing it to happen. Do you understand? There are committees meeting. Can you imagine? All the facts are in. The dead people are in. The crippled people are in. But the FDA says, no, well, we're going to put together a committee and decide how long that this is going to go on. You know why that happens? Is because Bayer is able to make telephone calls. I call them the Billy Bob telephone call. That's where they call Billy Bob, who works for the FDA, and says, you know, yeah, I don't think these facts are right. I don't think these statistics are right. I think this study is bad. Could you let us keep the product on the market? And by the way, Billy Bob, we may have a position for you when you leave Bayer.
Right. And right now you're working for the FDA at $68,000 bucks a year, and when you come to work for us, it'll be $250,000.
Exactly. That's exactly what we see virtually in every pharmaceutical company with every one of these drugs that we've talked about.
Well, and the same thing is happening with the coal regulators in the coal industry.
Yeah,
you know, we saw this with the mine.
BP.
Yeah, same thing with the oil and the oil industry, the energy industry.
Yeah.
How do we stop this other than litigation? And now you've got Republicans running around with this tort reform mantra, which is their way of saying, oh, and by the way, when companies do what you've just described, you can only sue for a maximum of $250,000, even if you're dead or blind.
Give them immunity. Let me put that in perspective.
We have a minute left, Mike.
Yeah, the perspective is real quick. A company that is defending, the law firm that's defending this company will make millions and millions of dollars. But they're saying to the person who is killed or crippled, sorry, we can only pay you $150,000 or $200,000, even though you're blind, even though you're crippled, even though your life has changed so in such a dismal way. That's the Republican idea of tort reform.
It's incredible, and not only are they pushing it, but you know, every single conservative who comes on this program says this is, you know, in order to solve America's problems, we need to cut regulations.
Right,
and it's like Republican voters are buying this stuff.
Well, isn't it great when nobody's looking over your shoulder, Tom, when you can just do whatever the hell you want to do?
It is if you're a sociopath. I think most of us look at this and are pretty horrified and wouldn't do it anyway.
Right, exactly. We're not, but most corporate arrangements right now is set up to where the sociopath actually thrives.
Right.
And that's what Republicans have bought into.
Yeah, and corporations are by definition sociopathic in that, you know, their charter requires them to do what's best for profits, not what's best for people. That's virtually a, you know, DSM-4 definition. Anyhow, Mike Papantonio, ringoffireradio.com. You're doing great work, Pap. Keep it up.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for being with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.